This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Don't be misled by Cleveland's record. They're a good young team. They have some 15 players that are rookies, 11 second-year players, but they've played hard. They battled hard. You saw the Thursday night game against Baltimore. Very close games, 23-16. You know, if the linebacker catches the ball in the end zone, they beat the Eagles. They played tough in all of their games.
Their defense has done well. A lot of turnovers, a lot of sacks. They've played every game close, and so we got to make sure we have a great week of practice and go out there and play great football on Sunday.
You know, this is a must-win for us. We got to come in ready to play, prepared, and we got to have all our weapons handy and go in there and play a good game and win.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, we just heard from members of the New York Giants, and as Victor Cruz says, this is a must-win for the Giants. And when you look at this offense, they're led by quarterback Eli Manning, a high-powered offense. What's it going to take for the Browns to keep these guys in check?
Well, I think that typically, Jameer, when the Giants lose a game, they go back to basics the next game. So they lost a tough game on Sunday night. They'll go back to the basics in this game, I think, against the Browns. And what that is, they become big and physical, and they love to go back to running the football and then maybe tempering a little bit of their passing game off, but get back to the basics, which they do, of running the ball. They're a lot like the Steelers. When the Steelers go back to basics, they run the ball really well, and that's what the Giants do, and that's how they get themselves back on track.
Looking at this defense, it all starts up front with these front four. And I spoke to tight end Ben Watson this week, and he says, we just got to be physical. We got to play hard-nosed, old-school football.
Absolutely. I mean, as I just pointed out, what they do on offense, but on defense, they do that all the time. I mean, they never deviate. And the unique thing about them, Jameer, is that they get their pressure, and they stop the run, typically, with the front four. That's a great luxury if you're a defensive coordinator to say, hey, we have four guys that are that good. We really don't have to blitz that much. We don't have to trick things up. We can play the run with the four, and we can play the pass with the four, and then do the math. They've got seven other guys that can go around and stop your play.
And on special teams, they got a shifty receiver back there who's catching passes, and Hickson as well as Wilson. These guys really stood out against the Eagles.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying, hey, if you take a kid in the first round, even though it's the last pick in the first round, and David Wilson was that for them out of Virginia Tech, he should be in the offense right away. But they have put him on special teams right away as their primary kickoff return guy, and he does what Josh Cribbs does on a good day for the Browns. He does that for the Giants. He gives them instant field position. He's giving them big returns. Now you put Eli Manning into the equation with Victor Cruz and the running game. Now you're just chewing off half a field. So he's an interesting player who, through time now, he'll get into the backfield, but at least for right now, when you're the defending Super Bowl champs, you take the playing time you can get.
And Jimmy, just looking at the Browns, when you look at that first quarter of the season, just talk about some of the building blocks that they can carry over into the second quarter of the year.
Well, I really do believe this, and I know people maybe get a little tired of hearing this, but I do believe they're very, very close to winning. It's just a play here and a play there. It's a punt return against Cincinnati. You know, it's the inability to make a play when you get back into the game against Buffalo. It's holding on to an interception against Philadelphia. It's really translating down to one play. It's the inability to get the ball in the end zone and tie the game up in Baltimore and get it to overtime. I think it's just, and I'm going to be like Scott Fujita here, who says this all the time, they have to learn how to finish the game. Now, we'll know that they're finishing it when Trent Richardson is draining the clock with the Browns having the lead, and that will be a very, very pleasant sight. I think that's what it is, Jameer. I think it's as simple as somebody making that one play that's been so elusive for them in the first four games.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for breaking it down, and good luck to you Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Jameer.
Browns fans, thanks for joining us here, and be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for your daily Cleveland Browns reports.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.